KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 71. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, June 22nd. News sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, the First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Some scattered showers and storms in the region this morning, and they'll be hanging around till about noon or so. After that, we'll have about 93 for the high this afternoon. We've had some showers and storms down around Rush Springs, some rain moving into central Caddo County, moving to the east-southeast right now. An energy company in the scoop play gets millions in capital commitments. The story part of today's Cool News.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved, with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923, we have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
A Dallas-based company with a major investment in the South Central Oklahoma oil province picks up some big-time backing. Gray Rock Energy Partners collecting more than $230 million in capital commitments in its first and only close of Gray Rock Energy 3. The money raised through institutional investors, and company officials say many of them are repeat investors. The news reported on the website OK Energy Today. Gray Rock officials issued a statement saying the company is well positioned to deliver healthy, risk-adjusted returns in an underserved area of the oil and gas market. Managing Director Matt Miller quoted as saying they've assembled a savvy team with deep operational expertise, positioning the firm as a world-class partner for operators and a preferential counterparty for sellers. Gray Rock, a private equity firm with more than $450 million in assets and has interests in more than 2,000 wells in the SCOOP, Permian Basin, the Bakken, and other plays. A man charged with molesting a child surrenders to authorities. An arrest warrant was issued for 38-year-old Michael James Dean of Blanchard last month. Dean gave himself up by walking into the Grady County Jail yesterday. Details of the allegations not available. Dean arraigned on the charge in district court yesterday. He remains in jail pending a $50,000 bond. He's to be back in court July 25th to announce his attorney, and a preliminary hearing conference is scheduled for August the 1st. Thursday saw a good turnout of early voters ahead of next Tuesday's primary election. About 150 individuals cast ballots at the Grady County Election Board, while about 100 walked in to do so in Caddo County yesterday. In-person absentee voting continues today at county election board offices across the state, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can also vote tomorrow if you like from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Best time to vote are mid-morning and mid-afternoon. Of course, regular precincts will be open next Tuesday. Cool News Time, 7:04. More news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Time to meet another member of the Chickasha Fire Department. Our Dennis Lynham has his weekly feature.
In this week's edition of Getting to Know Your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 17-year Chickasha veteran, Captain Duke Keeling. Captain Keeling is from Chickasha.
My family's lived here for a couple of generations. Grandma and Grandpa had a restaurant here. I started with the volunteer department, decided to go full-time, got a career job here. I didn't want to work anywhere else. The training is ongoing. I'm especially proud of my crew. I think we really, really work together good. There are sad times, but then there's lots of things that are fulfilling, that we can do a lot of good for the people in the community. It's all about helping people. We all take a lot of pride in a job well done. I've been captain now for a little over a year and a half. I've really enjoyed my time here.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department's Captain Duke Keeling today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks, Dennis, and you can see a photo of Captain Keeling on our website and our Facebook page. The 79th annual Chickasha Rodeo opens tonight. Among the spectators this weekend, a couple of brothers who spent a few years on the pro and open rodeo circuits. John and Frank Cox of Chickasha recalled their rodeo days with us. John said he was a bullfighter and was the IPRA Rookie of the Year back in 72. He recalls riding 6 bulls in one night in a Durant rodeo and that he rode 3 rank bulls during a rodeo in Amarillo. John said he rode bulls until he was 48 years old. Older brother Frank was a saddle bronc rider. He was on the PRCA circuit for a short time, winning a competition in Denver about 1978. The brothers had rodeoed since they were in high school, and they participated in rodeos in numerous states as far away as California, even competing at the prestigious Frontier Days Rodeo in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Frank actually witnessed the tragic death of bull rider Lane Frost in 1989 and was a pallbearer at Frost's funeral. John and Frank say they still attend a number of rodeos, and they will be in attendance tomorrow night at the Chickasha Rodeo Performance. They drink coffee every morning at Liberty Drug. Checking energy prices. Crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $65.54 a barrel. London-based Brent crude slips to $73.05. Natural gas, $2.95 per million BTU. Gold, $1,270, and silver, $16.51. Obituaries today include 86-year-old Bob Allen of Tuttle. Funeral will be at 10 o'clock next Tuesday morning at Sevier Funeral Home of Tuttle. He joined the National Guard and served during the Korean War. Our weather forecast, some scattered showers and storms throughout the region this morning. We've had some storms down around the Rush Springs area. Some light rain moving into the Caddo County area right now. Also, if you're heading up to Oklahoma City, there's some heavy storms moving into Oklahoma City. Also, some storms, say, from Hobart and Lawton and Duncan moving off to the southeast. Right now in downtown Chickasha, it's cloudy and 71. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line. 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they're recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your Climate Master Geo Elite dealer.
In sports, more recognition for USAO's national champion softball team. The Drovers honored with a citation from the state capitol yesterday. State Representatives David Perriman and Brad Bowles and State Senator Lonnie Paxton all on hand to issue the citation. The document reads in part that personal dedication of all team members was evident as they won the national title for the first time in school history. It also states that it's fitting and proper for the state legislature, acting on behalf of all Oklahoma residents, to extend congratulations to the team. With their national title, by the way, the Drovers were the unanimous pick for the number one NAIA softball team in the country in the postseason rankings. NBA draft last night, DeAndre Ayton of Arizona, the number one player taken in the draft by the Phoenix Suns. OU's Trae Young was the number 5 overall pick in the draft, initially taken by Dallas, but then immediately traded to Atlanta. The Texas Tech Red Raiders have bowed out of the College World Series. Tech was beaten by Florida 9-6 last night. The defending champion Gators now move into the bracket finals, where they will play Arkansas tonight. Now, if the Razorbacks win, they'll advance to the best-of-3 final series. Florida would need to beat Arkansas twice to advance. The other bracket final is between Mississippi State and Oregon State. Mississippi State needs one win also to advance to the championship series. That'll start on Monday. The Oklahoma City Dodgers score a 7-1 win to open their series at Omaha last night. All of their runs scored in the second, third, and fourth innings. That series runs through Sunday. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Chickasha Monument Company.